Oh my god. You're so cute. You just stay right there in my arms, okay? You're so perfect like that. So sleepy. So warm. I don't know why I can't sleep, but I'm glad you are. You fell asleep so fast. First on the couch, which I don't know how that was possible considering what we were watching. I'll even admit, me, the girl who loves scary movies and true crime and such, watching these paranormal investigation shows. Because it's like you don't know, right? Can you 100% certainly say it isn't real? I don't know. I mean, that's what makes it interesting, right? That you can't, with full confidence, say either. Yeah, you are after just enduring just I don't know how you do that. And to be fair, you also didn't have an insanely high dose of caffeine in your body, so that might have helped. I really need to cut down a little bit. I know you keep telling me to. Why is it so good though? Seems like something that is so insanely good should also be good for you. And I mean, it is to a certain extent. Why is it like that, huh? Things that aren't good for us are really good. Maybe it was my rambles before that made you fall asleep. Kinda bet it was. You were barely even looking at the screen. You were just like head in my lap, halfway sleeping before it even began. You have any idea how adorable you are when you do that? So cute. I love that you feel that safe with me. It means everything. And that's all I want you to feel. Just safe and comfortable. I promise I got you. I really do. I'll take care of you. And then I'll let anything hurt you. Or I'll deal with those who do. It's funny, because we haven't really been together for that long. I can't imagine my life anymore without you. And when I try to, it's just great. Like there's nothing truly to look forward to. It's like you hold all the colors. You paint my world with light. One person can do that. Didn't know that was possible. Now I know it is. Just why I didn't want to let you go. It's you and me. You're all mine. I'm all yours too. Sweet dreams now, Katie.